Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad our good friend Jeff Zabar is back with us. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back to the previous millennia. And 1999 was when he started joining us, and ever since then we've been talking about the micropreneur world. What's it like out there where on Main Street where the rubber meets the road, especially if you're a party of one or a party of only a handful? And Jeff covers that territory. He's the author of a number of books on that topic. He is the chief home officer, and he's our good friend, Jeff Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Always thankful to be with you there, Jim.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. It's that time of year in terms of the country, in terms of America. Thanksgiving is coming up next week. It's a unique American holiday.
Yeah.
And as you know, I've been thanking my audience all week long for 13 years. We've been celebrating our 13th anniversary, and you've been with us now for more than 11 of those, and we appreciate that very much. So I'm gonna say thank you to you for your steadfast support of what we do, and I want to talk about thankfulness in a minute, but before I do, I want your thoughts on celebrating milestones. You know, I was telling the audience earlier that every business should take every opportunity they can when there is a milestone, an anniversary or whatever, to let their customers know, thank their customers for the milestone, let their customers know, remind them that they're still around, that they're, you know, that they have accomplished another milestone. I think it's not only the right thing to do for you and for your employees, I think it's the right thing to do for your relationship with customers.
Absolutely, and I think the key line of what you said there is to be thankful for, to keep in touch with your clients. I mean, I take every opportunity to stay in touch with my clients, because if I don't, and not to be just a crass salesman here, but if I don't, the competition will.
Yep.
So whether it's a milestone, I remember when I celebrated 10 years as a home officer, I created these little foil, like embossed, decals or labels that are peel off, and you stick them. They're like an inch and a half or an inch across, and I'd put them on the back seal, almost like a king seal with his wax and his ring, where he'd shove it in and then sort of make that seal across the back of a document. I would put those on the back of an envelope and mail them out. And frankly, I ordered too many. So by like 1999, by 2000, 2001, 2002, I was still using those things, celebrating my 10th anniversary.
Right.
But if you don't take the opportunity, and again, not to sound like a crass salesman, but if you don't take the opportunity to thank your customers, A, you will have lost the opportunity to touch them in an emotional way. When you thank somebody, and not via email, and not via some
right.
sort of mass mailing, but
right.
I'm a big believer in the handwritten note. When someone sends me a project,
Jeff, that's fine. But see, you don't have 400 customers.
That's true.
If you're a furniture store, or a dry cleaners, or a restaurant, or a retailer, or a manufacturer, or supplier, or whatever, you might have to do things a little differently on that. But
you might. Okay, so if you're a party of one, who is mostly what my organization and the people I talk to is or are, you know, these small organizations,
yeah.
You must take that. And because you're big, is no reason not to reach out. If you have managers, you can go through if you're a restaurant, if you're a furniture store, if you're a dry cleaner. I walk into my furniture store, and the guy immediately says, you know, because I work from home, I don't go through a lot of dry cleaning. He says, man, it's been a while since you've been
yeah.
here, Mr. Zabar. I mean, that type of relationship.
Oh, yeah.
It's taking the time to know somebody and to know enough to say, when he calls me by, oh, your wife was in here dropping off stuff the other day. You know, when you take the time to know your customers, regardless of how many you have, and certainly, you know, you have the 90-10 rule or the 80-20
right.
rule, where, you know, 80% of your business can come from 20% of those customers. Know them.
But
love
them. You know,
show
Jeff,
your
to me, the two big things here, and we've been saying it, but I think the two things are, number one, that you care enough about milestones to celebrate it. I think it's good for the owner. I think it's good for the employees. There's something about marking another notch on your, you know, on your belt, so to speak.
Right.
And number two is what you said, and that's thanking, you know, celebrate it, recognize the milestone. You're the only one who knows what's going on. You know,
right.
No, if I hadn't said this is my 13th anniversary, nobody else would have thought about that. I remember it. So you got to be the first one to do that. And then I like what you said. And then don't just say, okay, it's a milestone. We made it another year, or we accomplished this, or whatever. And then immediately say, and ladies and gentlemen, customers all, thank you so much for that. Also, employees, I think you should do that to your employees.
Absolutely,
thank, you know, have a little gathering and whoop it up a little bit. Do you think some people are reluctant to do this because it doesn't seem serious?
I think some people, whether it doesn't seem serious, whether it seems faked or rehearsed, or whether it seems like they'll come across as crass, like I said before, you know, they might be reluctant to do it for that reason, but that's a chance you take. And I really believe that you have to make it honest, make it authentic.
Yeah.
You know, you can't fake authenticity.
Right.
You know, and I think that you, as much as you try, you just be honest out there. But this is not a once a year thing. I mean, your authenticity has to be pervasive
right.
in everything you do. I mean, I've quoted Aristotle. Made the comment, you know, now I'm going to forget the comment he made. But, you know, sort of excellence is a habit.
Right.
You know, it's not an act, but a habit. So, and I've used that in many ways.
Well,
so,
you know,
authenticity is not an act, but a habit.
Well, you know, one of the things that amazed me, shocked me, I guess it just surprised me back in the day when I had my consulting company, and I'm still getting it these days. It happened this week. When how much my customers seem to like the idea that I was celebrating another milestone.
Right. Right.
I mean, it was like they were sharing in the success.
Right.
If you're a small business, folks, never underestimate the inclination of your customers to take credit for your success, and it's okay. Let them
right.
join the party, Jeff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because if they're close, and again, not to belabor the point, but if you've been authentic and warm and built relationships with them over the years, they will be thrilled to do so.
Absolutely.
You see it in...
Hey, Jeff, hold on a thought. I got to wrap it up for this segment. Give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're going to be right back with Jeff Sabar. More to come after these messages, 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.